It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt. Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve. I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Welcome.
Whoa, what the hell was that?
That was a sick burp right there. It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
Probably going to have to shit.
Okay, we have Kev. Very tired Kev.
Yeah, you don't know misery until you've trained legs in the gym and then got drunk and then wake up the next day. And it's just
damn.
Life awful.
I have a feeling I will never know that misery.
Yeah.
Wow.
And our good friend Dawson's back.
I might have to shit too because Taco Bell. I mean, Matt might be wrestling for that bathroom real soon.
You know, if you sit back to back and shit, you also won't drown in it.
Whoa.
Nice. We'll have to try that out.
Just don't go in the shower.
I'll
and
just
shit.
Take the sink. I got the spaghetti one shit. Time.
You're not supposed to shit in the shower?
No, you're not.
That's
why?
Not a, it's not a big stall.
No matter how hard you try to squeeze it down. Mm. The drain.
Well, you squish it between your toes.
You got
to step
push.
On it.
Got to push
like
it with your toes.
It's like making grapes.
Yeah,
exactly. Making,
wine.
Wine, yeah. Out of grapes. Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, yep.
Because then I got to get in there with the screwdriver, pop the drain. I got to go in there with my hands.
Oh,
and,
boy.
And I see everything you guys ate.
Well, corn. Mm. You could just chew it.
You could just book Coco. And he'll take care of it.
Does Coco beware?
Yes.
It's a callback.
Just book Coco.
Just book Coco. How funny would that be to... Get a hold of him to book him and just be like, yeah, just clean up a little bit. And there's a couple clogs.
Well, first, you got to put him
in all right,
put him in your garage and he'll get into his gear and stuff, his tights and boots. And then he comes into the room and you're like, all right, so toilet's backed up. Somebody's shit in the shower, too. So if you could, you can get on that.
Somebody's shit in the shower.
And do you know how to do drywall? Because if you do, there's a couple extra bucks in it for you. Maybe some framing.
Oh, lordy, lord.
So Kev feels like crap. I felt like crap. You look amazing.
Thanks.
You're nice and well trimmed.
Yeah.
Got to look good for St. Patty's Day.
Well, that's also my cousin's bachelor party is coming up this week.
So, yeah. Anywhere special?
We're going to Atlantic City.
Everybody goes to Atlantic City.
But we're going to the Dropkick Murphys concert at Starland.
Hey now.
It's on Monday.
What?
And then it's all a surprise to him. He doesn't know anything that's going on. And then we're taking off right from there to Atlantic City.
I will never see Dropkick or Flogging Molly anywhere in the month of March because it's just going to be insane.
Big mistake.
Yeah, big mistake.
Especially in Boston.
Yeah, I'm not. Well,
don't go there for St. Patrick's Day and
I think it's safe to say I will never go to Boston in my lifetime.
It's a nice city.
I'm sure it
is. It is very nice.
I just know I'll never go.
You just don't want to see Dropkick Murphys there during St. Patrick's Day.
I have no business there.
Why not?
I just don't. What am I going
to
do?
My lone venture to Boston is where I learned that you get 3 times your daily allowance of sodium in the hot dog pack for Lunchables.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Interesting. That sounded like an interesting car ride.
Yep.
Just, huh.
Is that so?
No, we stayed over.
I guess he wasn't driving.
We went to 7-Eleven in the morning and we're looking around for stuff to eat. And somebody's like, oh, look, hot dog Lunchable.
That sounds safe.
Yeah.
Gas station, hot dog, Lunchable.
Yeah.
Love it. Road food. I got some road food today. I got some Slim Jims.
Yeah.
Man, why not?
A fan of those.
No?
No.
I love a good Slim Jim.
Yeah.
In fact, any type of beef stick is pretty good.
Yeah.
Some stick beef.
Yeah. And here come the gay jokes.
What's your favorite color?
Round one.
Ding, ding, ding. What's your favorite color? Beef.
They're all pink on the inside.
Whoa.
Yeah. Not all.
The problem
most
with some Slim Jims, you got to take a look at them because sometimes the plastic actually gets a little air in it.
Yeah.
And so it's like the Slim Jim's loose in there.
Oh, geez.
And it turns into like string.
Huh.
It's like, yeah.
Liquid meat.
It's like eating like hardened yarn. It's really gross. Yeah. So every time I get a Slim Jim, I always look to make sure it's nice and
sealed tight.
Hardened fibrous, yarn.
Fibrous meat strands.
Basically is what it is.
See, do they seal them in out of space?
I don't know.
The term hardened yarn just sounds like something that, I mean, just say it. Say hardened yarn.
Sounds
hardened
like an emo band.
Almost sounds like Harvard Yard. Yarn.
Don't park your car on the Harden Yon.
It's a town in Boston.
Yeah, Harden Yon. Hey, he's from Harden Yon.
Boston, full circle.
You park the car in Harden
Yon.
That's
it. We're the aristocrats. See you later.
Let me name some WCW jobbers real quick.
Always got to go with that gambler.
The gambler.
Yeah. Albert Estevez. I don't know.
There is a... Everybody does the WCW Twitter.
What does that mean?
Instagram.
What does
it's
that
like
mean?
It's wife something something. It's, you're supposed to put up a picture of a chick that you either admire or most guys
but
who have a girlfriend.
It stands for something,
it
right?
Does.
You just don't know what?
It's wife something. It's just wife paying tribute to like a chick.
Cuckold.
What are you supposed to do? Yeah, wife come whatever. I don't know.
Because I keep seeing WCW, and I'm like, well, obviously it doesn't mean what I think it means.
Yeah.
Unless Kev is
well,
posting
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah.
Because then
I
you start doing WCW and just putting really bad WCW. Like, what was the one? Giant Ninja
Super
Man?
Super Giant Ninja.
Super Giant
Ron
Ninja.
Ron Reese. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah, bad.
Also, he also was known as Big Ron Stud.
Yeah.
Really?
And the Yeti!
The Yeti!
The Yeti. Most famous for the Yeti.
Big yarn stud.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hardened yarn stud.
I'm gonna strangle you with this yarn.
WCW means Woman Crush Wednesday.
Oh.
Ah.
Woman Crush Wednesday.
Woman Crush Wednesday.
Yeah. So my woman crush is a gambler from WCW fame.
Although I am digging Bill Clinton Friday.
Bill Clinton Fridays.
I've been participating.
That's fantastic.
Whether you want me to or not.
Hey. Happy to have you.
It's tough finding funny pictures of him.
Yeah.
You know.
You can see that it's like some people are a little bit lazy with it, but
yeah.
There's a few that like really, really knock it out of the park.
Like mine?
Yeah.
With Brad
of course.
Pitt?
Yes, you. Yeah. Done well. Yeah.
Bill Clinton laughing at Brad Pitt's farts.
Yeah.
Wow.
I phoned it in this week. I just found a picture of Bill and George W.
Yes.
And I described it as them riding a log flume together.
Yeah. It almost looked like they were jet skiing or something.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I got a couple in the can. I'm waiting for Friday. That's what I do during the week. I'm like, let me find Bill Clinton. I gotta impress these guys.
Let me just prep for Bill
Clinton. It's like the throwback Thursday. I had Abraham Lincoln taking a selfie in the mirror.
One of my favorite things is there's, I think it's a Tumblr or something. Somebody takes people's selfies and they replace the phone with a Pop-Tart.
Wow.
So it's just all these selfies, but they're holding Pop-Tarts up in front of them.
I love Pop-Tarts. They're so good. Especially the frosted cherry.
It's a good viral market
oh, yeah.
for Pop-Tarts.
I got the velvet cupcake.
Ooh.
Oh,
that
my.
Sounds good.
No?
Very dry.
Really?
Not satisfying.
Disappointing.
It's a lot of...
the cookie dough was... Good.
I just stick with cherry.
Yeah,
stick with
cherry frosted.
You cherry frosted.
Yeah,
I haven't had a pop
always
tart
a home
in
run.
So long.
Really?
It used to be my go-to.
You want
like,
one?
I'll bring some in for you tomorrow. Brown sugar or s'mores?
Oh, yeah, bring it in tomorrow.
Yeah, you won't be there, but I'll bring it in anyway.
It used to be my go-to when I would come home from the bar. I wouldn't heat them up, just right out of the package.
I've never eaten
yeah.
a heated up pop tart in my life.
Really?
Never.
Toasted, it's so much better. It's a whole. Actually, I shouldn't say better. It's just a whole different. It's still good.
I don't have the 6 seconds to put that in the microwave.
No.
I'm just eating it right out of the bag. I don't even use
toaster.
A plate. I'm that much of a pro. I don't even need a plate. Mm-hmm. I could eat one right here and not have a drop. See, on
that's
me.
What I do.
See, here's me toasting a Pop Tart. Push the thing down, and I think it's done. And I just reach in and burn myself.
Nope,
not yet.
Well, what you got to do?
Not
is
ready.
To stop
start licking
from,
the toaster.
No, to stop from burning your hand, you get a knife, and you dig it out with the knife while the toaster's still.
You know, that's the same thing I do when I eat pussy.
With a knife? Yeah.
You stand in a bowl of water through.
You got to get the butter knife up there.
I thought you were supposed to take the toaster into the tub with you.
Yes. Like Kramer.
Yeah.
Well,
you got it all.
You got to get... you're right, because you got to get a butter knife up.
Sorry,
there.
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah.
You got to loosen it up like you know, like a bottle of ketchup before you dig in.
Yes,
otherwise, you get the ketchup
I
goo.
Use a coat hanger.
Well,
that's it.
You just want to make sure there's nothing.
That's two
up
for
there.
One, yeah.
Just poke and prod at this one. All right, it's clean.
Coat hanger. The very tool that Coco Beware uses to get
Oh, God. I really wish we had more Coco Beware impression.
I just want to hang out with Coco Beware all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He can be like your wingman.
I'm going to hang out with
Wingman.
Whoa.
Just walking into a bar.
What the hell is wrong with that guy? He's my wingman.
Yeah. Literally.
Was his bird Frankie?
Yes.
It was.
How was that bird doing?
Dead.
Shit.
Supposedly died in a fire.
Really? Right.
Couldn't fly away?
Let's look that up.
How's a bird die in a fire?
Maybe.
Well, it depends. Did he have an insurance policy on it?
Yeah.
Maybe Jake Roberts was bird sitting.
It's the last thing you would ever expect to die in a fire.
Fed him to Damien.
Fly away.
Well,
let's see.
What if it was chained to like the cage or something like that?
Take the cage with it.
Okay.
Weak-ass bird.
Whatever happened...
Oh, you're Jesus. Just,
that was a little fry burp.
Clean your mic off.
Ooh, what the hell is going on upstairs?
I don't know. Somebody's dying.
Don't acknowledge it.
I just
it'll go away.
If you ignore it, it will stop.
From my years of my parents fighting, I've just learned that if you pretend it's not there, it goes away.
Yes.
And then you drift away to a magical land where nobody can hurt you.
That's right.
Called adulthood.
Midget riding a tricycle.
What's his name?
I'm trying to figure out if he's laughing or crying.
Oh, a little bit of both.
He's not right,
he's fine. He's fine. He's all right. He's got the dog up there with him. He'll be fine.
Nice.
I left some Pop-Tarts in the middle of the room. They're going to fight over it. I got no info on Frankie here.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess God needed a valet bird.
Yeah. What was your favorite animal valet?
A valet bird.
Bulldog.
Bulldog?
Yeah.
Matilda?
Yeah.
She was pretty good.
Matilda was cool. I think I preferred Winston.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember Winston?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And let's see, what else do we have? Obviously, the snake. Let's not forget Bad News Brown had the sewer rat.
He did have the Harlem sewer rats.
I don't think we ever really got to see it, but.
No. Well, he did pull. There was a promo where he pulled something out of the can. It was alive.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. Yeah, I don't know if he pulled an actual rat out of it, but he pulled it out of it by the tail.
Well, the chain had a Junkyard Dog.
Yeah.
Whoa.
A touching story about Frankie.
That's right. February's over.
Who was a mascot for Coco Beware throughout his career. Coco Beware tells a story about the fire death of Frankie, the bird. Yeah, the bird died in the fire. That's it.
Wow.
Somebody should investigate that.
Yeah.
I think so.
He had a policy on that bird. Times got tough. Next thing you know,
they're fucking loud.
He's
loud.
He's chewing a bird leg, and he's just like, "I don't know what happened.
Yes.
There's a fire."
Exactly. Where'd you get those chicken bird? That bird nuggets.
Yeah. Yeah. No, those parrots are very noisy, and they live a long time.
80 years, 85 years.
I'd say sometimes more than that.
They live a while.
Perhaps.
I don't know if it's 85. But
yeah, put them in
a
will.
Oh yeah, they do. Dude. It was a macaw, right?
It was a macaw.
Let's see. Age of macaw.
Life expectancy.
75, I'm saying.
Yeah, 70-something, I think. We'll see. What the fuck was that?
It's like a backwards...
I'm on a new fat burner.
Oh.
When I take it and don't eat, I get a little belchy.
A little belchy.
Let's see here. I'm having a real hard time reading, Matt. You might have to jump in.
What?
I can't see.
He needs new glasses.
Typical lifespan is 40 to 50 years.
What?
They can live up to 75 years in captivity. So, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Wow, that's
85
is
a stretch.
Yeah.
75 still.
What about a long time? Cockapoo.
What about? I believe a macaw has the longest lifespan, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Longer than a cockapoo?
I'm sure the African.
Gotta turn Joe down a little bit.
Yeah, you do. I'm on it.
Sorry.
Don't turtles live forever?
Turtles can live like 200 years.
Yeah, I didn't know my mic was sold out. I apologize.
No, I think I think your mic is just up a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, everybody's up a little bit.
Peaking a little.
Not me.
I'm always perfect. Up a little bit.
You're always.
But yeah. Nice. Always a little fluffed.
Yeah. Matt knows when we're there alone at the job.
Yeah.
You know when Dawson comes in.
Yeah. I got a package for you right here.
Yeah. Here you coming a mile away.
Mm. Yeah, my dick was on time, but that was 15 minutes late.
Damn. Ooh. What? It sounds like you got birds upstairs.
I think I do.
Whistling going on up there.
I'm having a lot of fun, I'll tell you that much. Yeah. I miss those years.
What, I mean, we talked about wrestlers, animals.
Mm-hmm.
What about just like like a gimmick that a guy would bring to a ring? Like, what an accessory. What's your favorite wrestler's like accessory? That they
Max Moon Jetpack.
Max Moon Jetpack. The fucking the firing fists.
Yes. He would go up the steps with them. Jump.
What?
But, yeah, you don't remember that?
No.
He would go and he would like jump up each step. Wow. With the jetpack going on.
That I don't remember.
You don't remember that?
No, I just remember him firing the confetti and shit. Always gonna bring me back is the Hacksaw Jim Duggan 2x4.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a
always,
classic. It's
always
a classic.
Loved it. And especially the action figures 2x4. Yeah. Something about it. It's really charismatic.
That is good, and it's
USA.
Iconic to the character.
Absolutely.
I'm personally, above all, will always be a big fan of the Godwin's slop bucket.
Ooh.
The slop bucket.
Yeah, because, I mean, not only did it fit the character, but then they also get a good payoff out of it when they'd...
That's true.
Yeah. Cover somebody in the slop.
Maybe it wasn't Max Moon.
Million Dollar Belt.
Love it.
Something about that Million Dollar Belt.
Love it.
It was a perfect prop.
Yep.
How about Hercules Chain?
Yeah.
The fire extinguisher that Roddy Piper had.
That one time he had it underneath the stool.
No blow no more smoke in my face.
Don't blow the smoke in my face. That was great.
Somebody had a jetpack.
Turbo Man.
I don't remember anyone having a jetpack.
I'm telling you. And they like jumped up the steps.
Had to be WCW.
I never watched WCW.
A jetpack.
Anyone remember, speaking of WCW, Vader's big stupid helmet?
Yes.
Oh,
that
man.
Thing was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was like, what was the point?
It looked like they took apart like a church organ and, and put it on his head.
And smoke came out of it, though.
Yes.
That's true.
Fairy steam pipe.
The supersized urn. Mm. I think that was ridiculous. Urn. That was absolutely absurd. It had like a car headlight in it. Because he would take the top off and it would just shine his strobe light up to the ceiling.
This is the Vader.
Yes.
Yeah.
Holy
what
shit.
The hell?
What was that?
I don't know what they were thinking.
All right. Looks like the evil villain, one of the guys from Resident Evil. That big dude.
It does look pretty gnarly.
You cannot have peripheral vision in that.
No.
Well, he didn't wrestle with it.
I know. I know.
I guess he needed something more intimidating than like the Road Warriors.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were thinking.
It was just more WCW. Blowing money on stupid shit.
Guess so. Yeah.
That Resident Evil character, though. That big dude with that big axe.
Never played Resident Evil.
I don't know.
It's from the movies. Looks
Nemesis or Tyrant or something like that. I don't know. I only know a few names. I don't know who that is, though.
I mean, was it there that they called him the Mastodon, or is that just
the Mastodon
WWE?
Was WWF, I think. Because,
I mean, this suit looks like it has a little play into that. I mean,
looks like there's
some kind of trunk.
But what is
it's
some kind of like mechanical fucking bullshit.
Either way, I remember him more like wearing it for a few steps and then taking it off and pointing at it while stupid shit happened to it.
Probably stunk like
while
shit.
While it quickly turned into a car and then he rode it the rest of the way to the ring. Oh, it smelled like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's not forget about WWF's answer to that, which was
yes,
Mantar.
half man, half beast.
Well, his first few matches were with that stupid head on, right?
Was it?
I don't know if he wrestled. Did
Who
he?
Who was he anyway?
Some Italian guy.
That's all he did?
He eventually went to ECW and was just a really big jobber.
Yeah.
Bruiser Mastino.
For those not watching, it's like a bison head, like a taxidermied bison head.
Yeah.
It looks like the horns are made of tinfoil, though. And it just goes right over his shoulders, and he's just ridiculous.
Where did they find that thing? Like,
I don't know. Somebody had to make that.
My favorite.
No, they were in some shitty town in some shitty civic center, and they went to the bar after, and
they were like an Elks Lodge.
That was hanging up on the wall
in Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, uh-huh. And Briscoe was just like, oh, we got to use that for a gimmick, and they were like, oh, we got this fat guy that we haven't used yet on the roster.
I think it might have been Tony Gurria who thought.
Could have been Tony Gurria.
Gurria. Yeah.
I think the pink Stormtrooper helmet guy is the best.
The glittered that was Fred Ottman as
Uncle Fred
as the Shockmaster.
Yes, that's it.
He's gonna shock the world. Because
before I get to him, another guy that I always hated, but he had kind of had a gimmicky thing, which was
this guy.
He had the WWF logo guitar.
Yeah,
he used to come in. And he would do like a little shredding solo.
He would jam out.
Well, I was doing a little research recently.
That's
yeah. And Man Mountain Rock came into it a little bit. I was looking into the current whereabouts of Iron Mike Sharp.
Oh,
yeah.
What the shit?
And I believe it said that his last televised WWF match was against Man Mountain
certainly
Rock.
Certainly was. Yeah. That is on YouTube.
Yeah.
That tattoo is incomplete, by the way, on his arm.
It certainly is. Mm.
Yeah. Isn't he dead?
He's
no.
I think he's like a coloring book.
Yes.
What happened to him? Wasn't he Mad Max in WCW? Yeah. Or I think somebody else.
I've never seen this guy.
No.
I like that guitar though.
Yeah. No, this was very, very short lived.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's Max Payne.
Oh, yeah, that was it, Max Payne. Yeah. And then he wound up suing Max Payne the video game.
How?
Wow.
Cuz he had the name Max Payne.
He
was
had
it
first
the same way though.
Yeah.
Because I think Payne in the video game is spelled different, right?
Wow. He was from he was hailed from the state of Euphoria.
Wow. Yeah, that's bad. Real.
Yeah, when life would come
here
up,
he is.
And he'd just be in there shredding.
Was he really playing, though?
I don't... it's not plugged in, is it?
It might be wireless.
See, and he's such a massive man that it looks like a Guitar Hero guitar.
Yeah. Yeah, he's about 6'5", 350.
He is a wide dude.
Guitar!
He's basically like a slightly more proportioned Bigelow with long hair,
yeah,
but not nearly as talented.
All right, I'm changing my tune. Yeah, he really is.
I saw the monitor.
That is plugged in, yeah, and he's got the monitor down here in front of him.
Yeah, they just walked away with it.
Yeah, very bad. So very, very bad.
Yeah. And he was Cactus Jack's former tag partner.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. In WCW.
I mean, he's just wearing looks like bed sheets made into tie-dye bed sheets.
Wow. Like some awful shirt that you would find in like Intrinsic at the mall.
Yeah,
he did have cool hair though, at least.
Yeah, it was awesome. I don't know. Well, speaking of animal companions.
Oh boy.
Hope you know where I'm going with this.
Nope. Florida?
Dawson brought this to our attention. This guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, eyeballs.
Yeah. Kooky eye.
Residents were forced to call the police after allegedly witnessing one of their neighbors having sexual intercourse with a pit bull terrier. Now, this guy's got balls of steel to do that. It was reported that, I almost said Bernard, oh boy, Marcinek from Tampa, Florida, of course, ignored repeated requests to cease having sex with a canine in his back garden. All right, he was in his garden. Hey, it was on his own property.
Dog fucker.
Yeah.
You need help.
Get a room.
Get it done.
When cops arrived, the man was arrested for aggravated animal cruelty.
Wow.
What if the animal liked it?
Two counts of being a felon in possession of a firearm. What, do you have a gun on him at the time, too?
Yeah,
as well as
dick.
Ew. You got a license for that cocksure?
He looks like something.
As well as a single...
Like a puppet or a cartoon character or something.
A single count of sexual activity involving animals.
Single count.
I'm kind of picturing the situation going like this. He's back there, and he's just,
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. And then somebody's like, hey, what are you doing? Stop that. He goes, no, go away.
My pitbull.
Wow.
Leave me alone.
He had eight large pit bulls.
Right now.
He had eight pit bulls on his property.
Wow. Eight pit bulls or eight levers?
They stared in disgust. That was the original headline.
He was released from jail on a $17,500 bond.
It's quite the contrary, Dawson. Yikes. The rest of them were all waiting in line.
Oh, yeah. That's why they were disgusted.
Just patiently standing in a line.
Patiently waiting their turn. Fluffing each other.
Dog fluffer. How's that work? You reach around? Was he at least satisfying? What, was it a male or female dog? Did he even specify that?
Ew.
They didn't.
What difference does it make?
It's a huge difference.
Well, it's two different holes for one. Well, two different possible holes. Wow.
I don't know.
That's really
shitty. I feel like if you're going to have sex with a dog, it's going to be in the butt no matter what.
Whoa.
Right?
Doggy style.
The butt no matter what.
I don't know. Doggy vaginas just seem like a little...
Man, kind of gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little unappealing.
Yeah. Let me get that dog ass. They're always just waving it around anyway, right?
This
tail up, ass out, swinging it around.
Now, normally something like this would be embarrassing to us Americans. However, let me find this guy. Hang on.
He kind of looks like Odd Couple. What's that guy's name?
Jack Lemmon?
No, you're
the other one.
No.
Oh, the original? The original?
Yeah,
yeah, I don't know his name.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
Walter Matthau.
Yeah.
Walt, not Walter. No, right. Walter Matthau looked completely different than that.
TV
no.
show.
No,
the TV show.
Well, weren't they originally on the TV show?
Yes. No. Yeah, I think somebody. So. I think so.
No. I think they were.
No. I think they were, too.
You motherfuckers wrong. You're wrong. Fuck.
What?
Could be wrong.
Y'all know shit.
Motherfucker.
No. Can you imagine what this guy's parents must be like? This is what we brought into the world.
I think his parents are dead.
Tony Randall and Jack Klugman.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Tony Randall.
Tony Randall? Yeah, he had the same eyes as Tony Randall.
He looks like Tony Randall meets Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Up for next tune, we're going to be fucking a dog.
Unreal. Tony Randall.
Anyway, yes. So, then there was... This guy.
Oh, shit.
Across the pond. Wow. British man spared jail after being caught trying to have sex with a cow and sheep in front of a picnicking couple.
What is going on?
Paul Lovell, 61, got a 4-month suspended prison sentence for trying to get intimate with farm animals.
He's 60. Oh,
well,
he looks
hold
like he's
on.
81.
Hold on.
In front of a couple who were trying to enjoy a romantic picnic.
But what were they eating? Oh. You see, no. Follow me here. The guy is
burger
animal lover. Animal lover.
Animalistic.
Right? And he wants to show these people, this ain't for eating.
You think that tastes good? Wait till you see this.
These animals here, they're for loving.
You can fuck that meat, loving. Not eat it.
Look at that smirk on his face.
I know.
And he looks a lot older than 61. He's got a vagina neck that 81-year-olds have, not 61s.
And, you know, he ruined the couple's picnic.
No shit.
Did you ever think that maybe they ruined his loving? You know?
Yeah.
He's just trying to get down with a cow and a sheep. Yeah. And they're just
down with the cow?
Down with the cow.
They're having a romantic picnic, and he's trying to have just a romantic romp.
Yeah.
There.
Most people
I
wear
think they
sheep.
Ruined his picnic.
Avert your eyes, please. We're having an intimate moment.
Most people wear sheep. I fuck them.
There you go.
They usually ask for it anyway.
I don't know. Cows are gross.
Cows, you want to tenderize that meat for you.
You got to get like up on a step stool.
Not if the cow is kind to you and brings it to your
tall.
Level.
Yeah,
maybe the cow brings it down for you.
Yeah, cow just, you know, pops its ass down. Does twerk and right into your cock.
Of course, on the subject of animal sex, ever since I started working in Marlboro, I see dead deer all over the road. Mm-hmm. And I can't help but think of
Certainly
Steve.
Certainly do.
And his frequent declarations of...
Think of who?
Steve.
Oh.
And how if he had to have sex with an animal, it would be a deer. And he almost as if he had the picture saved to his phone, he'd always be right there with the picture of the back end of a deer.
No,
like,
here,
yeah,
look,
right?
Look, it's very right? appealing.
How could you say no to that?
Does he like pull over when he sees a dead deer? Like people trying.
What did
to, like,
they do to you?
Yeah. Before you clean it off the road, let me take a picture of its vagina.
Those precious haunches.
Haunches.
Never take Steve hunting.
You're supposed no. Shoot it with the arrow.
Oh man.
Do you think a deer would fuck you up if you like tried to fight it?
A little bit. You ever see a deer a start to like box and stuff?
No.
No.
Oh yeah,
no.
Oh, yeah they'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
They stand in the hind legs. They like I'm telling the shit like, out
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
They hoof you
but
to
a,
death.
But now, a buck would definitely kick a person's ass.
They'll spear you with their fucking
I'm antlers. Sure a deer's check first option out. Is to run away, right?
Yeah, watch this
Here's
shit.
Here's a deer.
They don't fuck
They
around.
Get up there.
Oh, this guy's just taking it.
Yeah. Well, he's a big fat fuck. So.
If yeah, he ain't going nowhere.
If he knew how to swing one, right, that deer would be knocked out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right. That he,
this see, is like Steve's wet dream.
Now the deer's trying to fuck him. Get down, you big, meaty person.
Yeah. It's like tickling him.
Oh, the guy filming is not going to do anything to say.
Oh, call 911.
They don't even
that
bite.
That guy is so fat.
They don't even bite deer. All right. Nothing.
But there was a point where if he just knew how to throw a hook,
yeah.
that yeah,
deer
a regular
would be
deer,
out.
Yeah.
But that deer would be out and he would be on top of it.
Yeah, but a normal sized man with a bigger deer, you're done.
I'm talking to a buck. I don't want to see a fucking doe.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, buck will ram head first into you, and you're fucked.
No, but I'm talking about that. Like, yeah. I don't want a deer that can actually hurt me. I want to fight that.
I
want to
make sure that I'm gonna win.
And while it's sitting there doing its fucking pink belly that it was doing to that guy, you just pop it once right under the chin. It's done.
Do animals
it's
get
done.
Ticklish? Can you like tickle them? Like, the deer just like stop.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's a
yeah.
Yeah. You ain't doing anything, man. No. That takes six, like
that
400
will
pounds.
You'll absolutely kill him.
I
think this douchebag, read the comments, though, because I think he had, like, the pheromones or some piss or some shit on him
you
that
better
attracted
hope
the deer.
You better hope you have a gun, because that thing's fucking you up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, really, why isn't he just, like, kicking it, like, hurting it?
I think he had some spray or some shit on him.
Yeah, he had some logos.
The pheromones.
Yep.
This deer is really a fan of the ground and pound.
Yeah.
Well, no, this guy's a dickhead.
He is trying to kick.
Just get up, buddy.
He is trying to kick it, but
you're
not going to be able to hurt it, though.
You can't run away from it either. Those things run
mad fast. See, this is the problem with humans, is they immediately go on defense. If that deer's coming, he's open.
Oh, he's coming.
He's open.
Right? Look at that thing. It's got its front legs up. That belly's wide open. Front kick. Right to the gut.
Sparta
take the
kick.
Wind right out of it. As it's down there trying to catch its breath, that deer will go, hold on. No, no, no. No, no, no. Just like the guy did. And that's when you're like, oh, you thought it was funny to walk on two legs like people. Well, how's this for two legs? And then you drop
people.
Kick him in the mouth.
Yeah.
Stupid deers. Fuck them.
Give him a figure
I'll fight
eight,
every one of them.
A figure 8 foot lock.
I'm going to make up my Survivor Series team, right? And it's just, and it's going to be me, three other guys against four deer. I'm sorry. Let's make it 6 deer. I'll take on 6 deer. 10 deer.
Full grown bucks.
And I don't need three other guys. No? Maybe me.
You
ten
versus
deer.
10 deer.
It's game time.
You think let's you'd fuck it. Up 10 deer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You get tired after a while, right?
No.
I mean, 10 deer that do that. Not like, you know.
That's the Rocky strategy.
Not like maybe one down. Will do it and the other ones will run away. Like.
Here's my technique. Ready? Gut kick, back fist. Gut kick, back fist.
Back fist.
I'm taking 3 or 4 out at a time.
I thought you said bat fist at first. I got a little excited.
Back fist.
I thought you said bat fist, like you were Bruce Wayne or something. Bat fist.
You didn't have
I'm Kevin.
I don't know.
Batman was a douche.
Hey.
I'll fight 10 Batman.
Bite your tongue.
Give a fuck.
Bite your tongue.
I got a racist joke with Batman.
Well, go on.
Well, I'm not going to well, stop you, but I'm not going to condone it.
You know what the difference is between Batman and a black man, right?
Wait, hold on. Batman can feed a family of 4.
Oh.
Batman can go out at night without Robin.
Oh.
Ooh.
Wait, hold on. No, I know the real answer. Batman Velcro ceiling?
Well, that's why he has those.
At least Batman knew his parents.
A Batman has a job.
Yeah. Here I was just naming other punchlines, but yeah, you yeah. That was solid.
Nice. First yeah. thing I thought of.
Poor Bruce. That's a good one. Yeah. Poor black people.
They are coming out with the
hiding under his work boots.
Is it getting a little hot in here now? It's a little warm. Are you guys okay?
I'm good.
Because I think that fire's still on. So, well, the clicker's right next to you.
This one.
No.
Do it. The red button.
No.
On this
one.
Make it harder.
I think Derek's 90. The only person in America who still says clicker.
That's like from the 70s, the old clicker.
Do you when remember those like piano box things from the cable?
Oh, if you hit like five buttons at the same time, you get the porn channel. Like, mm-hmm. We got it. We got the Playboy.
News to me.
Yeah, the 12 buttons going across, and you have the three-layer click switch.
Yep. Yes.
And it was click, 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 and it was wired to the TV.
Yep.
Yeah.
You just got pay-per-view. No joke, like the pay channels, when you... Besides the porn, you got to figure out the right configuration of buttons to click down.
Configuration.
Oh yeah, you got to hold them down. Sometimes they stayed locked down. But sometimes you had to hold them.
Well, I want to find a picture of that thing. What would I even look for?
It's like brown, like the 70s cable box.
Original cable box.
Yeah, like the was it late 70s?
Late 70s, early 80s. Yeah. We had them until the late 80s.
We had the three row, like the knob you set on the side, the three rows, 1 through 15. I think we had on ours though.
Yeah, I think we had 2 through 12, and then it was like...
There it is. That's it. That's it. 13. 13. That's it. Okay, that's exactly it.
That is it.
Yep.
And there's a volume thing on the side, or is that like a tuner?
I think that was a tuner, yeah.
Yep. Wow. Gerold.
And it was loud, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, click, click.
Yeah, you know what they say is you can tune a remote, but you can't tune a fish.
Whoa.
So I remember when ESPN was 15.
Yeah.
MTV, I think, was 29.
VH1 was 30. USA was 26. Nickelodeon was 12.
Well, it was different in
36, I think, was MTV for us.
Okay. For a while, it was 3.
3, yes.
It used
right.
to be CNN. Then it was MTV.
Mm-hmm.
That was the now Comcast. Like, used the same shit, huh?
Yeah, now it's like home shopping.
You guys, I don't know what I'm looking at.
You never seen one of those?
Why is that button depressed?
Because somebody's watching channel
33.
Yeah, 33.
Because its wife just left it.
Wait, so was there like three levels to the button?
Yeah, the one on the left is the slider.
Like if you wanted channel 21, you had on the left there, you had to put it to the middle and hit the button corresponding. Okay,
so the bottom, middle, and top settings there.
Yeah.
It was innovative.
And it's much more civilized than current remotes.
It is, because it's very visual. You know, it's not just like an abstract button.
It was just fucking loud.
It was loud.
Click, click. And if you push down like three buttons at the same time, you get like the pay channels for free. Like HBO, you could.
I never knew that.
You could just click.
Yeah. But I used to play it like a piano. I used to pretend I was Dr. Teeth from the Muppets.
You found which way to get Playboy. I can only
imagine whatever parent or grandparent that would see you do that, like how quickly you'd get smacked.
I was notorious at my grandparents' house for breaking things.
Mm.
Everything I touched just broke because everything they had was so old. And my grandfather was one of those people where it's just like, why did it break? I don't know, because it's 30 years old. Never broke before. You touched it and it broke.
See, I was about to point out about how old people always think that if you push buttons too much, you're going to break something.
Yeah.
But you actually broke stuff.
Oh,
so
I
you had it coming.
Yeah.
I rode in an elevator with an older guy recently. And as the door wasn't closing, of course, I pushed my floor repeatedly until the door closed. And he's just like, what are you doing? You're going to break it. We're going to get stuck in here.
We're going to get stuck.
What? I have a family.
It's like every it just feels like every old person just assumes that if you push buttons on things too much, you're going to the whole thing's going
to
blow up.
As if that button like has anything to do with the elevator moving.
Now, there's a little, I guess you call it a life hack about the elevator that I always do.
Oh,
I don't know if it works or not because it's hard to tell. You would need multiple people, but apparently.
A life hack.
Like say you're on the ground floor, you want to go up to floor 10. And you're alone in the elevator. If you hold 10 down and hold the door closed at the same time, right? It won't stop for anybody all the way up.
Oh. I've heard about that too. Never
I always do it. It always works, but I don't know if there's actually people. But I always do it. And I've never had anybody come on.
So it's like emergency, like
it's apparently like an override for police and stuff.
Gotcha.
You know, like if they have to get somewhere, they just hold it.
But I think they use the key now. There's a key usually
for the fire.
Now.
Yeah,
they just go straight to the floor with the key. And then
But apparently you gotta
press the button and then hold it and
press the button, hold the door closed, and keep it them both pressed the entire time, and it will skip floors.
I said we go
allegedly.
Let's go someplace with elevators right now and try this.
I'd like to. I'd like to get somebody midway hitting the button and see if it passes.
I always like to imagine that there's an elevator in that little closet right
there. There is.
Whoa.
It's a dummy waiter.
It's called the dumb waiter, yeah. Not dummy waiter.
No, it's a dummy waiter.
Maybe in fucking... Where are you from? Staten Island?
Long Island.
Short Mountain.
Strong Island.
Short Mountain.
Strong Island.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. So yes, elevators, TV clickers.
Dumb waiters.
Yeah, retarded dummy waiters.
Yeah, central vacuums.
I always loved the dumb waiter. Yeah. Never had one, but that and the laundry chute. Laundry chutes, I think, are amazing.
Yeah, that's the best.
Yeah, or garbage chutes for them.
Yeah, I always like to hear what the laundry has to say about, like, you know, like the dryer. You know. Yeah.
In my building in Philadelphia, we actually had a garbage chute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you talk about?
You know, on my back, I got a poop chute.
Yeah.
Annoying people down the garbage chute. Is it big enough?
Poop chute.
It's like a giant mailbox. You just put your garbage in there, close it, and it disappears. Mm. Yeah. So God knows
where. It's a baby. Get rid of your baby. Shit. Yeah.
So yeah. It's on our video.
Instant abortion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go for a free ride.
You'll never believe the 6-hour laundry chute.
Oh, Lord. Anyway. Is there anything else going on?
Some guy got away with taking pictures up skirts because... Technically, it wasn't illegal based on laws. Anyone see that story?
No.
It was in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
And
Massachusetts.
He was going around taking upskirts, and they called the cops, and it ended up going to court, and they determined that based on the law, because she was wearing clothes, it wasn't illegal. And they said that even if there wasn't underwear on underneath, the way the law was stated... It was okay because she was clothed. Now you're not allowed. I think it was peeping Tom laws. They said it didn't violate peeping Tom laws, which is what.
So the Massachusetts law is written in such a way that allows you to get away with that. Whereas I know that in most places
it was
okay.
So they changed it now.
Yeah, it was like the day after they announced that they'd changed the law include...
It wasn't worded quite well enough.
Yeah, yeah. And they even said that in court, they're like, this guy should be in trouble, but because of the way the law is, so you're not guilty. Have a great day. See, luckiest man ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a normal day in Japan, though.
Yeah, it is.
Meanwhile, in court, he's just sitting there, like, scrolling through his phone. Yeah.
Have a good day and leave me a link to your Dropbox, please. Like to take a look at more evidence.
No, but nobody had heard this story?
No. I've heard stories of people getting arrested for doing that.
Yeah, because you're allowed to take pictures of
in
people.
In the Monmouth Mall.
Wow. Yeah.
Years ago when this camera phones first came out. Yeah. That was a huge...
You're allowed to take a picture of a person in public as long as it's just taking a picture of them like in their entirety. But you're not allowed to take a picture up a girl's dress. I know that you can't do that in most states. Mm. But apparently Massachusetts didn't quite cover that. I mean, that does kind of, apply to, just, normal civil rights.
Yeah.
Well, Pee Wee Herman did it with the mirror on his shoe
back in the day. And
he wasn't taking pictures. So it's
I'm not wearing any underwear.
Pitches. He's using spike material in the spike bank.
Yeah.
You get the mirror in the shoe, and you take a picture of the mirror. Is that illegal, right? If you have the mirror, and you're technically just taking a picture of your own foot.
Well, that's true. Mm.
That just happens to have a mirror on it. Yeah. Am I right?
You got chrome shoes on. Hey,
let me know what happens.
I didn't buy these chrome sneakers. Oh, yeah. I just bought them.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that? You got a hibernating bear.
Chrome sneakers.
Oh my god, there is a friggin' group message going on about this tournament that I have to go to in Atlanta this weekend, and it's just going on and on and on. It's fucking ridiculous.
Well, I hate when people start those group messages on Facebook. I don't even comment. My phone's just blowing up. I'm like, how the fuck do you leave this group message? You got 30 people talking.
But the thing is, I can't leave it because there's pertinent information in it.
Turn alerts off on it.
Yeah. If you get the right group message with the right people, it can be all right. But everyone I end up in starts off with there's a cause behind it.
Yeah, the intended purpose.
All the information gets out there, and then it just breaks down to memes.
Yes.
Over and over.
That's how our texts always wind up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our show texts always wind up, what are we doing today? We're going to do a show? Yeah, okay. And then it's just pictures of random bullshit.
Yeah. Joe Biden and Chris Christie and then, you pointing know, and like, laughing.
Pointing and smiling.
Some people just put the word hi, right?
I know.
And no matter
and they don't directly answer my question for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, should I go there or should I go there? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, to which one?
Well, if you're creative enough with the meme.
If it's funny.
It's good, yeah. But some people then just start throwing them in just for the shit of it, yeah, and it's yeah. like, that's not even relevant. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. And no matter what the conversation's about, it always ends off in gay jokes. No matter what.
Well, maybe your really? Conversation.
Yeah, not ours.
All mine are, no. are all of them, no. completely heterosexual.
Yes. Very.
Mom, I was
our
just,
jokes are very straight.
I was just asking you what time to be at your house, Mom. Why the gay jokes?
Oh, God. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my
speaking of mom,
jacked up.
My mom wrote me a message.
Oh, yeah. What happened there? Yeah,
I don't know. I guess it moved. How's that?
It's good.
The that little joke about parents fighting and going to a special place she thought I meant.
Yeah.
And she wrote me a whole apology. No.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait, she's listening?
Yeah, she was.
Why? Why is your mom listening?
Because she was really entertained last week. And then,
was
and
that
then
the first
course,
time she listened
And then,
last
of course,
week?
I opened... No, she listened plenty of times.
Oh, really?
But then, of course, I opened this up with talking about eating pussy with a knife. And then it was strictly for entertainment. I mean, yeah. every parent fights and stuff. You know,
sure.
It happens.
Some more than others, case in point. But, yeah. you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, Mom.
It's the first thing she... Oh, you want to hear my son on the radio? So I was eating pussy with an ox. He's not on tonight.
No, that's not him. That's not him. It's a different Kevin. They have some other Kevin on every now and then.
Good thing...
He looks like him. It sounds like him. That's not him, though.
Mm. Yeah. Good thing the brother isn't here, too.
We don't have a black guy.
Oh.
Ah. Never mind. Oh, no. My wallet's still here. Yeah, so you're right.
Mm-hmm.
No. Did he have a good time, Brother Rob?
Oh, yeah. He loved it.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a shame he works every Sunday night. Maybe yeah, well, we could have him on a time when he talks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when's his next vacation?
Who knows?
So, Kev, you went to some sort of St. Patrick's Day thing
yes,
today?
Yes, Alfanboy.
Was that today?
That was yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It was interesting. I mean, we missed the actual parade, but that's not why anybody goes to these things.
I don't think I've ever seen a St. Patrick's Day parade.
Yeah.
I always stay away from places on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Everybody like wants to be Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
I know.
It's never really
except
been...
Except for actual Irish people.
It's never really been my thing to go to these, but I had a friend who was going. Former Riscret Sean.
Mm. Ah!
Yeah. Yeah, so we all...
A lot of pictures like that.
Well, oh yeah, plenty. Yeah, but man, like the one thing that kind of blew me away is like they were closing bars at like 7 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah, because they're all at capacity. So we're in there, and like it took us like 3 bars till we finally got into one. They all had security out front saying, "No, we're at capacity. Keep walking."
Yeah.
Finally got into one, and the lights are on at 7:30. I'm like, "What is this?" And then they went to go have a cigarette, and I'm following them, and they're like, "Hey, it's last call, so you're not gonna be allowed back in."
Wow.
7:30 on a Saturday night. What is this?
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess they made enough money. I mean,
maybe they ran out of beer.
Around.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some 80s cover band. They were great. I loved it.
Really?
Just cool. Not so much the band.
You know what they were
just,
called?
Old guys that play songs you've heard too many times.
What was that one band? I think I showed it to you. Bayside something. Some kind of... God damn it.
Well, more entertaining than the band is just all the drunk, middle-aged white women having the time of their life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because there's nobody who enjoys a song they've heard too many times than a drunk white woman.
Yeah. Mm. They're called the Bayside Tigers.
No idea.
Oh, yeah. Like Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the 90s is their show, and they play all...
I just want to use your love tonight.
Yeah, so that's all them there.
They look like a bunch of assholes.
Yeah.
Well,
now these guys were a lot older than that.
Was that the kids from summer school?
Look at all their songs.
Yeah. It's just a board it's of blank. Pink camouflage.
Oh, and there they are with Screech.
Oh, he'll do anything for money.
Yes,
the guy in the top
will.
Left has got it down pat with those glasses.
Oh, yeah.
He nailed it. The other guy in the bottom left looks like a bowler.
So the band had just got done playing some Billy Idol song, and then they're like, "All right, well now we're gonna since it's St. Patrick's, we're gonna get to a little bit of Irish music," And Sean leans up and goes, oh, man, you think they're going to play like Dropkick Murphys or something like that? No, they just played like three U2 songs in a row.
Dexy's Midnight wow. Riders. Come on, Arlene.
Yeah. And some old lady wrapped her scarf around my neck and kissed me on the cheek. And
ooh.
I was like, nice. This is great. I'm leaving.
Well, here they are playing Alanis Morissette. Oh, let's, no. Let's see how that goes.
Oh, she's all right. She's all right.
Yeah, mind you, this is a cell phone video.
From 2003. The flip phone cell phone video.
Yeah. Yeah, even their video is from the 90s.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know, the TV.
They're trying to chase a balloon.
Oh, you mean there, yeah.
The guy's got ADD. Is he a cat holding the phone?
Come on, get to the hook.
Oh, God.
Don't sing along.
So corny. Look at this shit. Now, if I was taking a video, you'd see me looking for the door.
It's
walking
all right.
Away.
You know what I really
better
like?
Than some bands I've heard play this song.
Yeah, I was expecting much worse.
See, I know this band, and I actually saw this this documentary about them.
Oh, really?
Where the singer was having a rough go of it. She had a little bit of a drug problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A rough go
so,
of it.
So yeah.
Let me guess. Caffeine pills.
Yeah. You saw it?
They always.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't, but they always.
The guitarist comes in, and he's checking on her, and she's trying to study, too, because she's a student.
Uh-huh.
And she starts crying. She's like, I'm so excited. I'm so scared. It was tore me apart.
We actually have audio from that.
Pills? You mean you really are taking drugs?
I need them.
Jesse, give me those.
I need them, Zach.
Oh, boy.
Jesse. You Rick can't Schroeder? See tonight.
Yes, I can. I'm so excited! I'm so excited! I'm so scared!
Oh, God.
That's heartbreaking.
Horrible. It really hurts. It hurts this.
Yeah.
She's the kind of chick you just want to throw out the window.
Yeah, I never liked her. I never knew what Slater song.
More importantly, it just reminds me of what an epidemic caffeine pills were in the 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, you just couldn't turn on the news without hearing somebody overdosing on caffeine pills.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all horrible. The problems related to caffeine pills.
I guess they didn't want to paint the characters of this obviously true documentary in such a bad light. Hey, let's not forget the other scene where they crash the parents' car after drinking.
Yeah.
You know, I watched a girl in chemistry class smash,
showstopper.
Smash a caffeine pill and snort it.
Really?
You know her.
Ooh, that'll perk you up.
I could think of two people right now who that might be.
Well, I'll give you one guess.
What?
But anyway, yeah. Anyway, yeah.
It's either M or C.
C.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, she took the mortar and pestle and crushed up a caffeine pill.
Mortar and
because we were
did she jack it from the pharmacy?
No, it was
who has a mortar and pestle?
It was a chemistry class.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
they got all the tools there.
I thought maybe she just had it with her.
No, no,
I'm just gonna
she like couldn't
potions.
Wait. Yeah, and she I gave her a dollar bill and she snorted.
Oh, you yeah.
You facilitated
you
her.
I did. I wanted to see if she would really do it. I wanted to see if she was bluffing.
She was
called the bluff.
Uh-huh.
She's dead now.
And you still have that dollar.
No, she probably took it.
She bought more pills to smash up with it.
So excited. Wow.
That's right.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody about the show.
Go on.
And I asked if, because he listened to it a couple times. And I asked him if he.
Uh-oh, another one's coming. It looked like he's singing.
Him if he,
the way he grabbed a mic.
There
comes the hook.
One time I burped.
I love this part.
And I think it was Kevin who was just like, you look like you were fucking Dio.
That was my favorite part of the song.
Yeah.
Anyway, I asked if he'd listened recently.
I just won't stop burping.
Well, that's what he said. He goes, why? So I can hear you guys burp every 3 seconds? Like, come on. That's not true.
All right,
will
you
stop?
It's every 5 minutes, not 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes.
Stop exaggerating.
That's at least every 30 seconds.
Oh,
man.
Well, he should have listened back in the day when we were all farting.
Whoa.
My Lord.
That was brutal.
I had that gem before the show.
Gem.
I broke the arm on the
gem
chair.
Gem and the holograms.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
oh, it was a good one.
Clutch brought up other documentary that that the caffeine pill girl was in when she became a stripper.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I believe it was called Showgirls.
And that's the same girl from the band too. Huh? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nuts. Nuts.
Yeah, the little documentary.
Nuts on her chin.
She got finger banged by a black guy.
Did she?
That's the only part I remember from the movie. Yeah.
I just know she's got some long legs
and weird boobies
and a black figure in her
coochie. Why don't we bring in some of those weird boobies?
Huh? Friday kitties.
During the break.
Well, speaking of weird boobies, we were talking about somebody last week.
Uh-huh. Flapjack titties.
Weird boobies.
Them. Of course, it's gonna be
nothing worse than a small boob that flaps. Just like
I hate that.
It's a double negative.
I hate that so much.
It just
like looks like a fucking like
something
a
something wrong,
like an empty purse.
That's a perfect description.
The little change purses,
yes,
with the clasp.
Uh huh.
Right, you gotta lift it up.
It's so disappointing.
Yeah, it's like wow, you lose all across the board.
That's because that's what Lady Gaga's used to look like when she was real skinny.
Yeah. Well, apparently, I don't have this.
What?
Forget it.
What was it? What happened?
Didn't save. I don't have it.
No. What was it?
It was Miley Cyrus.
Oh.
But she was actually naked.
Damn
it.
Maybe wait a minute. Where?
I don't know. On a bed or something?
How do you like that one, huh? How do you like that?
Real quick, just to backtrack, my mom also wanted me to clarify something I brought up last week, that my brother and I did not come from the same vagina.
Oh.
I was a C-section.
So,
interesting.
I bypassed the vagina.
So it's like my brother from another orifice?
Yeah.
Something be a good TV show.
I was actually a poo baby.
You were hatched.
A poo baby.
Swollen colon. I couldn't shit for weeks after I had you.
So what are you looking for?
There was a picture of Miley actually naked.
Really?
No. Actually naked.
And I saved it on this website.
Completely naked.
No, I don't believe it.
I mean, maybe it was fake.
No,
I don't know.
What
about it looked like it was
Billy
real.
Ray naked.
No.
And now it's gone.
Mm. Really?
Her dad's probably naked. You find him.
Oh, my God.
Now I gotta look up Miley Cyrus.
His balls
naked.
Have a mullet.
Does he have like half shaved balls?
you think he shaves the whole penile region, but lets the ball hair grow?
Oh, on the side of the testicles.
Yeah.
So they stick to his thighs.
Oh, of course,
bat
wings.
Yeah. She gets bat flaps.
Is that what a dick mullet would be?
A dick mullet.
That would work?
I don't know.
It's close to a mohawk because the. You got that the hair growing up down the shaft of your dick for have a dick mullet.
There's so many questionable pictures here, I can't even...
I know, I can't even go through them.
Yeah.
I don't think this is her getting DP.
Oh, boy.
And I don't mean Dr. Pepper.
Whoa!
All right, I'm going to stop because obviously I'm not going to find it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was fake. Looked real.
Do we ever talk about that guy who does the chat roulette wrecking ball video?
No,
I don't know.
See that. Though.
Anyone familiar with this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to bring it up?
I mean, maybe we could save it for Thursday. Yeah.
Okay. Remind me on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is actually very funny.
Yeah.
And I was kind of over all the chat roulette. Is that still around?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
There apparently
actually. We did that at work, a few months ago?
What?
We were fucking with people on there.
Oh.
We didn't have the camera for the chat roulette, so we were just drawing penises. Because it has a section where you can actually draw shit with a mouse. So we just kept drawing dicks to everyone.
There is a topless photo shoot for W Magazine.
Yeah.
And here's her bare boobies. I got them over here. But
are you sure that's not a picture of Brittany Murphy's corpse?
Could be.
Oh.
It says, warning, if you're offended by Miley's nudity, we really hope you never clicked on the story.
Yeah. Warning, if you're offended by Miley's nudity, faggot.
Yeah. She's very nice nipples.
Yeah, any guy that says they wouldn't hit her is definitely gay.
Yeah, I know. I hit her. I hit her with my backhand. I hit her with an open palm.
There you go. That's what I meant. Foot, heel,
knuckles,
toe, penis.
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 Testicles.
Oh, you have to sign up for Chat Roulette now.
Forget
it.
It's just another...
connect to Facebook.
Another step in the process of pulling your dick out.
I know. Forget it.
Somebody
pull their dick out.
Do people fuck with people on there? They make it look like they're a woman, then they turn around and it's really a dude.
Yeah.
They fuck with...
yeah. Well, that went away really quick. Mm. That was like one of the quickest internet fads that I can remember.
You get the app for your phone still.
I remember it coming out, and then within a week, you couldn't even get on because it was, like, overcrowded. Then there was, like, a bunch of... like, within 2 weeks, it was super hot and then just gone.
Yeah.
Like, nobody cared about it anymore.
Fantastic.
I had it
experiment.
On my iPad a while ago because jailbroken. You could still find that third-party app if you jailbreak it.
Yeah.
It's not in the App Store. And you can download it when it's jailbroken. And it's so funny. We used to fuck with people on there. It's just hilarious shit, man.
I'm sure a lot of people got tired of just looking at dicks all day.
Yeah.
That's
all
it is. Pretty,
Yeah, I did.
Man.
Oh, wait. I've actually never used it. So.
I want 3D dicks. Get the 3D iPad.
Three dicks.
Yeah.
That's what the D stands for.
They pop at you.
Yeah. You really see the ball swinging.
Look at the stubble on that testicle.
Nothing ever like really made 3D movies make sense to me until I saw the last Jackass movie.
Yeah.
And they fire the dildos out of a cannon.
Oh.
And you're just watching 3D dildos flopping right
and you're
in,
like,
right
this
in
face. That was is the whole, why.
That's just why God invented 3D.
Forget about Jaws.
Yes.
Forget
exactly.
About. Fucking
purple dildo.
Final Destination.
There was a Friday the 13th in 3D back then.
Was
there, right? Yeah. I think it was the third one. Actually.
That was the old blue and red 3D, right?
I love how bad it is.
Blue and red needed the money.
Damn.
Waka, waka, waka.
Every scene, like everything just has to fly at the camera, you know?
Yeah.
It's just so bad.
What is this, a nail gun?
You need to use my phone?
3D. Whoopsie-daisy.
One of the best 3Ds I saw was the Muppet 3D in Disney years ago.
Mm.
They actually had like the Muppet Theater, and they had a 3D thing. It was actually, they called it 4D.
Ooh, because there was real live stuff in it.
Yeah, like Fozzie would squirt his flour, and then they would squirt water onto the crowd.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm thirsty. We got any 40s?
Got plenty. But then I got scared because Sweetums came out.
Sweetums!
When I was a kid, I was terrified of Sweetums. Do you know who Sweetums is?
No.
Let me look up. You'll know when you see him.
I'm looking at Miley Cyrus' Sweetums.
Okay.
Giggity.
For those that are not aware, this is Sweetums.
That's Sweetums.
Okay, yeah.
The giant Muppet, human size. Well, more than human size.
Kind of looks like the Downsy brother of H.R. Puff and stuff.
Yeah.
He kind of looks
or
like...
Or Snuffleupagus.
Yeah. But no, he kind of looks like a mutated animal.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But I was always afraid of him as a kid. Yeah. So I went to this Muppet 4D show.
Did you think he was under your bed?
No, because he was right in front of me.
Because
I was in the aisle, and the whole show was like
right in front of you.
Whatever
dick,
that little
dick
fucking
wagon. Just right in your mouth.
Dick wagon.
Come here.
Wow.
Here's 4D. And and the whole thing was like the little rabbit that they tried pushing real hard back in the 90s.
Oh god.
He went missing.
Oh.
So everybody's looking for him and they had like, you know, whatever and Wardolph up in the balcony and Swedish Chef was behind you with a cannon and then Sweetums is in the movie looking for him and he goes off camera. And I'm just like, oh no, oh no, oh no. Here he fucking comes, all 7 feet of Sweetums, just walk around going, bah, bah, bah. And I was just like, holy shit, my nightmares are coming true.
It's such a creepy character.
He walked right by me and I wanted to shit myself.
And then he
I
fucked
so
the
scared.
Rabbit to death?
Yes.
That's where you find
I found him!
And wiped my dick on the curtains.
He's got like little fluffy hair coming out of his mouth.
Yeah.
It looks like something out of like a... B horror movie, like a troll, like that would
the first troll movie.
Yes, the big
not the
fucking
one, not the troll
thing.
Movie that didn't have trolls in it, but the troll movie that did have trolls. Yeah. In
not
it.
Troll two,
Gobble
troll harder,
Gobbler's Knob,
Troll with a Vengeance.
Troll was another movie, scarred me for life. I had
troll
nightmares
with a Vengeance.
I had nightmares about the movie Troll when I was a kid.
It was creepy.
It was creepy. And then years later, I told this story when I went to college. I went to a video store, and there's Troll. I'm like, oh, my God, I should watch this. And I'm looking at the back. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is in it.
Absolutely.
It's a horror comedy romp.
Yeah.
And I'm like, comedy? It is. I've been having recurring nightmares for 10 years because of this fucking movie, and it was a comedy.
All right, well, some of these movies are named comedies when the video release comes out just by, like, circumstance because they're just so bad that it's like...
No, it was supposed to be a comedy.
Was it?
Yeah, it was supposed to be like a little horror comedy.
Gobbler's Knob, right?
Yeah.
Gobblin?
He had that little ring.
Nilbog.
The troll had the little ring. He would stick people with it, and then like jelly would come out of their mouth, and they turned into plants.
Yeah, they turned
into plants.
Then that woman, that in the black, I would stuff her.
Who was that?
With troll too?
She had something going on, right?
In the black.
Yeah.
No, she was all right.
Yeah, she was.
Who was it?
Which lady was going on?
And then she tried to fuck that guy, and for some reason his camper was full of popcorn.
Yep. Green popcorn.
Oh, this shit was so weird.
Let's watch the trailer for Troll. See if I can get more nightmares.
I'll give her my troll.
I think this is
the apartment building one.
Yes.
OG Troll.
Yes, horrifying.
So bad. I loved it. This is awesome.
Once upon a time, when the world was filled with wonder.
The world is filled with wonder.
You gotta love this, like, unfinished video. Like,
oh, it's great.
1986, by the way. Of life.
The horrible taped VHS shit they used. These cameras are awful.
What the fuck?
Yes.
Troll. The weirdest, the rowdiest, the mischievous.
See, this isn't the one, though, with that hot bitch that we were talking about.
That's the Green Lantern? Oh, my God.
I love it.
Not her. The stop motion is fantastic.
Apartment to apartment and transforming sections of this building into
Chicago
different
Cubs.
Fairy worlds.
Was that RoboCop?
The hell are you? The best. I love this.
There's a bat. Now, who was that? The Willow guy?
Of course it was.
It was?
Apartment.
It was?
How ironic their name was the Potters.
Oh, Warwick Davis?
Warwick Davis?
I think so.
What is going on?
Yeah, this is such a weird one. This is part two, I think, all right?
No, this is the first one.
Are you watching the whole movie?
Yeah. This is when it was more than just a trailer. To the ancient world of Troll. This I remember. I think I've only seen the movie from this part on.
Did you say hard on?
Yeah. I'm getting one right now.
The troll's doing it for him. Oh, look at all those hot trolls.
Wow.
Because, like, the movie is so bland up until the troll world comes about.
Yeah. Harry Jr. is about
to be drawn into a... See, the little girl found a ring in the basement. That's what...
And by the way, Harry Jr., his name in the movie is Harry Potter.
Yes.
Yep.
Terrifying.
Because it's less the Potter's museum.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yep. Seinfeld biatch.
Horrifying. Jr. expected to have a little trouble
getting adjusted in his new neighborhood. Did he? So they're gonna have to tie in.
Matter
Harry
of fact,
Potter,
he said
Harry
as a
Potter
fucking
series.
As a living gargoyles throwing boulders.
They're gonna have to reboot Troll and tie in Harry Potter with the Troll.
Don't think that's happening.
Why not? Listen to that.
Now see, that was Troll, and you know, as you pointed out, a movie that frightened you as a child.
Yeah.
Still kind of looks interesting though. Troll 2, on the other hand, the sequel to that, but yet unrelated to that, does not feature the troll at
all.
In fact, does not feature any troll.
It's completely different.
It's plants.
Yeah.
It's all plants.
Yeah. Like, well, it's goblins, that are led by a witch, and they still turn you into plants. But
then don't they bring them back in Troll 3? Isn't it like Troll in the Hood or something like that?
No, that's Leprechaun.
Leprechaun in the Hood. Okay.
Yeah, that was Warwick Davis.
Troll 4.
That was, okay. So who played the troll in this?
I couldn't see anybody in
there. Then we moved to Troll 4, Troll in Space. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, Troll X. Yeah. Yeah.
Troll under the sea.
Troll versus
the
Jason.
Troll. Yeah, Troll Takes Manhattan.
Yeah, Troll.
Yeah, Troll Secret of the Ooze.
Troll versus Predator versus Alien.
Unbelievable. So yeah, that scarred me for a very long time. And it was you know what, that guy was right. I'm gonna stop listening to this shit. I apologize to him.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You got a pile of throw up in the corner.
Might as well. Well, guess what, guys?
Oh, hello.
That went by quick, huh?
Oh, sweet mercy.
All right. I feel like we got nothing done today.
I think we got plenty done.
Okay.
We talked about Troll.
The dog fucker.
Yeah. Dog fucker.
Yeah, you know what? Good show.
Yeah. We found out there's an elevator in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dummy waiter.
Dummy waiter. All right. Well, we'll see you on Thursday. If you're listening live, keep listening.
If you're listening live, sorry.
Apologize. And yeah, aristocratsradio.com, CWERadio.com. We stream live every Sunday, 7 o'clock. Come watch.
Well, around
listen.
7 o'clock.
Yeah, and you can chat with us.
Somewhere in that ballpark.
Somebody keep Clutch company in the chat room.
Yeah.
I think he falls asleep.
Dawson would be there, but he's right here.
Devil suck. Devil suck, Clutch. Sorry.
What?
What?
It's a little hockey banter.
You know what? The devil does suck.
Yeah.
Fuck the devil.
Okay, long live Jesus.
Especially Marty Blow Door.
The troll's name is Malcolm Mallory, Torok the Troll. And he was played by Phil Fondacaro. Oh,
if there was ever a midget Chuck Norris, that would be this guy. It's fantastic. Shit.
He's like Speck Norris.
He's just like
me. Stump like Norris. Chunk Norris.
Chunk Speck. Chunk Norris.
Chunk Norris.
Chip Norris.
He is. He's almost like a hybrid of Chuck Norris and like Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Raiders of the Lost Height.
Yeah.
Wow.
There he is.
All right.
Phil Fondacaro.
Bite-sized Texas Ranger.
There we go.
Wow. Chuck Norris, uncanny.
Nice. All right, guys.
There's no chin under Chuck Norris's beard. There's this guy.
We'll see you next week.